Direct from 95 BFM, it's Friday Live.
No, it's not. No, it is not. Here we go. Computer. Go.
direct from 95 BFM, it's Friday Live, thanks to Parrot Dog Beer.
Thank you very much, Parrot Dog Beer, and welcome to the BFM Studios, Arthur Arbez. Just adjusting your headphones.
Are they okay? Yeah, they're good.
You've just been on a massive tour of New Zealand.
Indeed.
How's it been going?
It's been a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. Is it the first time that you've got back out there?
Since the last tour I did with my friend Joe and his band, mm-hmm. the Joe Gat Band.
Yep.
That was summer 2021.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so this is the first time I've played. Mm-hmm. Really, since then, what do we do? Oh, we did one gig in Christchurch in like April or something like that. But yeah,
so fun to get out there, and you're out road testing some new songs.
Yeah. So that's been really fun to get out there. I've got a couple of different band members that I usually don't play with, and yeah, we're just testing some new material.
Yep.
And some oldies, and I'm just experimenting with a kind of a hybrid set of playing some folk stuff at the start and then transitioning into rock and roll at the end there. The response has been really good. I've really enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's quite nice. I saw a band, I mean, just not an exact example of what you described, but I saw a band from Wellington called Sea Mouse who did like a bluesy set and then upgraded to like a straight out grunty rock and roll set. Right. And it was cool to, you know, just cool to see a band like switch it up like that.
Yeah. I like the versatility in my set. Well, yeah, I like to try different things and keep, you know, experimenting, or else I don't want to go stale.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to level up.
Yeah.
So in order to do that, you have to get out of your comfort zone. So.
Yeah, totally. Are you, have you recorded a bunch of new music?
I've got an album that's mixed.
Yeah,
I'm really stoked with it. So with this tour, I'm using some of the proceeds to pay for the mastering, and then hopefully
I can get
some interest from labels.
Yeah,
perhaps we'll see, or else I'll just release it by myself. And so it's about 45 minutes, 10 tracks, all kind of varied of stuff that I've been playing with my last band, the Flaming Arbies, for like 5 years, and then a couple of new songs on there, but. Yeah, I'm stoked with it. It's been a long journey.
Did you cut it at home? Do you have the tools to do it at home?
This one I didn't do at home. My first two and my little EP I did at home, but this one I did at Parachute Studios with Joe Ferris. He's a really, really talented engineer.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, we recorded it to digital, and then bounced it to tape and digital and tape again. So it's still got like a kind of a lo-fi kind of vibe to it, but it's got the production values and the quality of engineering is just far exceeds what I could do by myself.
Oh, awesome. Do you have any hopes and dreams for who might master it for you?
I reached out to a few people over in Aussie and here in the States, and there's one guy that kind of replied like with a huge email that was obviously written like an authentic response rather than just kind of like cut and paste. It was huge. And then I responded back to him, and then he sent me another huge one, and he'd listened to some of the songs and gave me some really good feedback on them and the complexity and what he could do with them. And that was this dude, the lead mastering engineer at MasterDisc in New York, which is, they're quite prestigious, but I like the cut of his jib.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go with him, I think.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice one. Excellent. Well, what can people expect from the Arthur Arbez show tonight at Whammy Bar? What's in store?
Bring your dancing shoes and bring your ears, and just enjoy what I have to offer, hopefully. And come and participate in the experience and just
excellent.
Be entertained. That's my objective.
Would you be so kind as to play us a song
sure
or two?
I sure can.
I'm just gonna. Hey Vince, could you just push your door shut? That's all right. Just we're about to crack
we
into
need to isolate.
Yeah. That's okay.
So this first one I'm going to do is it's kind of a homage to Graham Allwright. He was a New Zealand-born folk singer who moved to France in like the 40s and learnt French and translated a lot of Leonard Cohen and Bob Dylan songs into French. And he was really popular over there. He died a few years ago. I think he was like late 80s in his 90s. And this is a song he wrote in French, and I tried to translate it back into English. It didn't kind of work, so I just wrote some new lyrics inspired by his original lyrics. Yeah, it's called John Sailor. John Saylor was an honest man, his duty did not change. Saw memories in him reside, shifting in the dead of night, yet didn't leave him pain. All the things he never tried, never learned to feel, sailing on the open tide and coming back again. 2 years he had a wife and never did her wrong. A sincere word she never spoke, never made a single joke until the fateful day. There's something in the way you walk, something in your name. The turning of a lonely spoke is certainly to blame. Suddenly not satisfied, yet nothing else has changed. An awful was guaranteed too good to pass away. Unaltered yet terrified, he made his way with ragged pride, yet never put to shame. 100 men by bonds of blood, blackened bolts and fame. A flag of bones to petrify and reinforce their reign. Sailing on the open tide and coming back again. 5 miles deep down below, a mighty deathbed lay. John Saylor had met his match, and with a yell he did dispatch a fearsome hard-led crew. There's something in the way you walk, something in your name. The burning smoke of sinking pride doth signal your remains. Sailing on the open tide, not coming back again.
Now, did you say that was a French-English translation which you kind of massaged a bit?
Yeah, the lyrics, I translated them into English, but I couldn't really make them melodically
yes.
fit the song. So
yeah.
I just wrote some more and kind of looked at them and kind of used them as inspiration yeah. for the lyrics that I wrote.
Oh, wow. The fantastic lyrics.
Thanks.
Great. It was amazing.
Oh, jeez. I was trying to be a little tale of a man who goes out on the sea, makes his, earns his living, and then becomes a pirate. Mm-hmm. It doesn't go so well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So is that the sort of thing that you'll be opening the set with tonight up at Whammy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, some of those numbers.
Yeah.
And then the band that is joining you on stage tonight.
That's they slowly massage in for this mm-hmm. sort of stuff, and then it becomes more and more
bigger,
bigger and audacious.
Excellent. How many of...
what is it, 5 of us in total?
Okay.
At the moment, yeah. And I'm playing with my bass player, Ricky Hanna, who's my drummer's brother, and I haven't played with him since... my band Super Burden, and we split up in 2013.
Mm-hmm.
So he hasn't basically played bass guitar since then, but having two brothers as the rhythm section is a great combo.
Oh, yeah. They must
really, he's been really fun to reunite with.
Some power with one another. Yeah.
Indeed.
Yeah. Do you want to play us another one?
Yeah, I'll play you one more. What was I going to do? This is called King's Shanty.
Thought I'd need. the fate I dreaded on my knees.
Again, very, very nice.
Thanks.
And is that a new guitar or is this?
No, that's an oldie.
You've had one around for a while.
Yeah, it's
one of the favorites. And
one of the nicely set up by my man Warren Audio Zephyr out in Waterview. He's a fucking genius, that man.
Nice one.
Yeah.
Is that your? Will you be playing that?
No, I'm doing it. Oh, this whole tour, I wanted to do it all in one guitar and be kind of lightweight. So I'm playing this old Telecaster that I built when I was like 17.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I say built it. I didn't really build it. I bought all the parts and tried to assemble it, kind of screwed it up, and then took it to the local music store. This guy, Trev, in the Mount, put it together for me and did a hell of a job. I haven't had it touched since, and it's still kicking.
Oh, wow.
Well, it's snapping a lot of strings lately. I hope it's okay.
Okay, so what time do things kick off tonight?
My friend Dave Ware is playing. He's opening. I think he's kicking off around 9. And then I'll be on at 9:30 from what I understand.
Okay, sweet.
Yeah, so make sure you're there by 9 o'clock.
I'm assuming you can still get a ticket from banishedmusic.com.
Yeah, banishedmusic, or just come down. There's door sales as well.
Bring some cash.
Yeah, bring some cash.
Okay,
and a friend.
All right, awesome. Hey, Arthur Arbiz, thank you very much for coming in this evening.
No, thank you for having me, Johnny.
Cheers.
Catch you.
Friday Live on 95 BFM. Thanks to Parrot Dog Beer.